กราบพระเดชพระคุณหลวงพ่อครับผมหลวงพ่อ started quoting a little poem about the things that we see with our eyes, the things that we hear with our ears, that we use for educating ourselves and learning from life, and seeing how this leads to wisdom, but seeing merely the external things is not enough, and we need to really see impermanence, the things that change, how things change. So today we have all come together to venerate the qualities of friendliness, sacrifice, metta of พระสุเมธาจารย์หลวงพ่อสุเมธาท่านเจ้าคุณพรมวชิรยานand come to express our gratitude and pay respects to him on the occasion of his 90th year. And we can say these 90 years, they need to be measured somehow in relation to nature. For example, we can look at life, nature, the world, and look at the fact that the planet Earth is circling around the sun.And use that for our calculations. We can say 90 years is 90 times that the Earth has circled the sun. Not much. And all according to the laws of nature, it's 32,850 days. That's not too much. But, so we see what we give importance to in relation to the processes of nature. And nature can be ascertained, and we start with that. We look at the external elements of nature, the vattu, the material side of nature, and keep in mind that the external elements, according to the teachers of the elders, can be divided also into categories of earth, water, fire, wind, and also consciousness and space.These are the six elements that all follow the common characteristics of nature. And they arise and cease. They come and go until they have reached the end of their program. When they have come to the end of their program, it's an experience that we all have, like the ending of things. And we need to see this in line with a balanced view, not...deviating from the things that arise naturally and cease naturally and not becoming unwholesome in our minds about these processes and developing wrong view around them, for example, that things are permanent. These things are changing all the time, and seeing them in the way they really are leads us to freedom, whereas having unwholesome states of mind and clinging anda sense of wrong understanding when we ascertain what is happening around us, we create suffering and aren't free. So the principles of the teachings of the Buddha were very well expressed in his last teachings. And the last disciple that asked a question to the Lord Buddha called Suppatta,was also quite aware that this is the end of the program of the teaching of the Buddha, and he asked him to give him some instructions. And there was a general admonishment to abandon things and let things be and arrive at a state of having the mind at peace and one's mental activitiesbe relaxed and coming to terms with that all conditions, whether they are material or non-material, rupa or nama, that they all are in a state of impermanence and they all decline and fade. And then we don't give ourselves too much importance seeing these things and understand the truth about anicchang, impermanence, and anatta, not self.So to see this, that we're, means that we become very well equipped with a sense of aloofness or a sense of immunity or independence from the changes of world, a sense of upekkha, a sense of equanimity towards the challenging nature of change. So we arrive at a feeling of being at ease in our heart, in our mind, which is something that everybody wishes for. We all wish for happiness. And the Buddha even said, there's no higher happiness than peace. Nati santiparang sukhang. So we need to create this sense of happiness in our mind when we see the mental qualities that are independent from the material decline of the world. So we see the qualities of the Dhamma. We see this principle of change, and we become disengaged, become aloof and not threatened by the changing phenomena that we observe. Wherever we are, every place we try to walk in the footsteps of the Lord Buddha and practice restraint and a sense of caution, and that will lead us to leading our lives in a safe way and to freedom. So today we've come together recollecting our own qualities and seeing these principles of nature and enhancing our own potential and drawing on our own resources as human beings, which is a great gain. And we give importance to meeting together on this occasion in harmony out of respect and out of veneration of the teachers and the teachings. And Lompo says, I don't have anything more to offer than these thoughts for you as a recollection, and would like to extend my blessings on this occasion and rejoice in the goodness of us coming together.